Today we're looking at Daniel's prayer of repentance and confession found in Daniel chapter 9, verse 11. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done, as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil, and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. There's a distinctive pattern that emerges in the pages of the Bible when it comes to the way that God deals with human beings. Back in the Garden of Eden, he presented us with a choice. If we chose to live in harmony with God, we would live in happiness forever. But should we eat from the tree, we would separate ourselves from the will of God and suffer the wages of sin, which the Bible tells us is death. But the choices and the consequences were very clear. Nobody could plead ignorance, and the same was true with the covenant relationship God established with the nation of Israel. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 11, Moses made the options very clear. In Deuteronomy 11, beginning in verse 26, Moses said, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known." It tells us something important about the character of God. If you want to go your own way, you've always been free to do that. God doesn't force anybody into a relationship with him, because relationships based on force aren't real relationships. So even the children of Abraham were free to go their own way. But still, because God has always been and always will be a God of love, he lays out the options in very clear terms. "Listen," God says, "I'm not going to force you to have a relationship with me, but here's how it looks. I'm willing to take you in as my children and heap all the blessings of the kingdom on you, in spite of the fact that you've sinned and rebelled against me in the past. Of course, you don't have to accept my offer, but then you've opted to go back to the life you had without me." And that's exactly what happened. Abraham was called out of the region of Chaldea, and when Israel rejected God's covenant, they ended up going back to the region of Chaldea, the kingdom of Babylon, the same empire that Abraham had come from. And that means this wasn't so much a matter of God punishing the Israelites for not playing nicely. It was a deliberate choice on the part of Israel to go back to the curse they had before they came out of Babylon. It's important in our dealings with God to remember where the baseline is. Without him, we're lost. And that's a situation we created for ourselves, because God has always wanted us back. But the baseline is lost. When our lives go poorly without God, it's not because he's getting even with us. It's because we've returned to the status we had when we didn't have God. And that was entirely our choice. "Why will you die," God once said to Israel, "when you can turn from your wicked ways and live?" You see, we start out with a curse, but in Jesus we can have something else if we want it. And given the mess we've made for ourselves, it's pretty clear which is the better way to live.